BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily. We're back on Stupid Street to show them two pictures of Radio 1 DJs. But what do people on the street think they do? Danny Howard plays Real or No Real. And Chris is back in the UK after his two-week exotic break in Bali. But we put a really good message on his personal out-of-office email with his mobile number, which means he'll be inundated with amazing offers. We give him a call on today's show with some of the great things he's already signed up to. Kai in Portsmouth says, when is that Chris back? Why are you missing him a bit? I can tell you that he is back on Monday, but he is in the UK and back from Bali. He's probably asleep at the moment. But do you remember a couple of weeks ago we put an out of office on his Radio 1 email? Now, this was suggested by one of our listeners called Mike on text. And on Chris's out of office, it says, thanks for your email. Sounds like a great idea. Count me in. We can discuss details in the next few days. All the best, Chris. And then Chris's mobile number. But he doesn't know that we've put this on his out of office. So I'm saying that in a minute, or soonish, what we'll do is we'll call him. I reckon he'll probably be asleep because of the time difference. But I definitely know that he's back, I think, in Watford, probably just asleep at his mum's house. So we'll call him with maybe some of the offers that have come in. Because remember, on the email it says, sounds like a great idea, count me in. So loads could have come in on the email in the last 2 weeks. And we've invented some. I'm going to call him up with some of those ideas soon. I don't know if you've seen this BuzzFeed article, which is online at the moment. It's a guy from the American BuzzFeed office. And he absolutely loves Downton. If you go to America, it is one of the first billboards you will see. They absolutely love it. So this guy from BuzzFeed loves it. Everyone he works with in the American BuzzFeed office loves it just as much. But then he's come over to the British BuzzFeed office and he's like, why doesn't everybody love it? Because literally every American loves it. Not every British person loves it. I mean, they are obsessed with it. He doesn't understand why we're not as obsessed over here, like not every single person. So what he's done is gone round the office in the UK and shown pictures of all of the people from Downton and got them to guess what they're like and what sort of people they are just from showing them pictures. So just to kind of give you an idea, someone said to a picture of Lady Mary when they got shown it, she just sits in the corner occasionally wiping away a solitary tear. They showed a picture of Countess Violet to someone else and they said, she's the one everyone's really surprised is still alive. For Countess Cora, they said, all the other women hate her completely. And to Mrs. Patmore, they said, she's an alcoholic, but she's very jolly. This is just from showing them the pictures to people that generally don't watch Downton. You'll know Downton Abbey from Minuit & Bingo if you don't actually watch it. You know Lady Mary?
And as I said, I'm sure this lapse is as much my fault as yours. But I suggest we don't mention it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
All right. So, today, inspired by this BuzzFeed thing, we have been onto Stupid Street and we have showed them pictures of two Radio 1 DJs to ask them what they think these people do. And the photos are of me and also of Grimmy. Now, the pictures aren't the best pictures of us both. I think someone's just done a random Google search and come up with them. That's a nice one. I've obviously just been for a run. Oh, I know when that was, actually. That was a half marathon. So I'm in an orange vest, bit sweaty. And the Grimmy picture, it's Nick Grimshaw before money and fame. Hardly recognisable. So we took these two pictures out onto Stupid Street and asked them, what do you think these people do? I actually haven't heard this yet, so I'm prepared to be slightly offended. It's coming next. Mills here. Okay, coming up, I've got Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. And we're about to go onto Stupid Street. So, inspired by this BuzzFeed article about Downton, where the guy just went around the UK office and of BuzzFeed and showed them pictures of the Downton cast, because not everyone watches it there. And we're like, what do you think these people do? And they came up with their suggestions. We've done the same thing, but with pictures of two Radio 1 DJs. Not the best pictures either. Of me in an orange vest, just been for a half marathon run, and Grimmy before money got to him. So, what did they say about us? I'm really scared about this, and I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable today. I've not been good at the dancings today. Oh, God. Okay, good. So, here we go. First up, we took out this picture onto Stupid Street of Grimmy. What do they think he does?
This person works in an office of some kind. God knows what he does. It looks like he works in media, the way he's dressed. Yeah.
Yeah, media.
Design architect. Interior design architect.
Why is that?
Because he looks so creative.
Oh, marketing type. You can tell that from the necklace and the crushed linen shirt.
Would you trust him in marketing?
Absolutely not.
Why is that?
The hair. It looks like, who's the guy who does Radio 1's breakfast show?
Oh, Nick Grimshaw. He looks a bit like Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah, looks a bit like Nick Grimshaw.
Yeah. Does look a little bit like him, actually. Funny that. So we've got office worker, interior designer, architect and marketing. Good.
Doctor. He actually looks like my doctor. His confidence. And his... He just looks confident and happy.
He's still Grimmy.
Oh, gosh. A comedian. Kind of just looks a little silly. I don't know.
What sort of humour do you think he'd have?
Dry British humour.
Yeah, media. Works in some sort of media outfit. Doing fairly well.
You like his smile?
Yeah, like his smile. Looks a bit pale, late nights, parties a bit.
Kind of got him right. So, doctor, very confident. Comedian, someone doing well. Someone that likes late nights and someone in the media. That was all after seeing a picture of Grimmy. Now they've got a picture of me in front of them. What do they think that bloke does?
Just wondered what jobs you think these people do. Is that okay?
I have no idea. An athlete?
What sport can you imagine him doing?
Rowing or athletics.
Uh-huh. Athlete. Looks kind of sweaty.
What sport?
I don't know, rugby?
He's a disc thrower.
Athletics.
Yes.
100 metre sprint.
Wait, a runner.
Do you think he'd be fast?
Yeah, he looks like a strong runner. Yeah, he could be... Well, more like stamina. He's got stamina.
Yes to this! Doing all right so far. Athlete, disc thrower, rugby, quite athletic. Here's some more about me.
Surveyor. He looks intelligent, he looks that type of guy.
Something to do with politics. I think I've seen it. Politics.
I reckon he's in finance.
Why is that?
Don't know.
Would you trust him to look after your money?
Yeah, there's a look in his eye that I think there's a good chance he's quite serious.
Just a long number.
Accountant.
Why is that?
Yeah, he's got the haircut of an accountant.
Oi!
The haircut of an accountant?
I reckon, yeah.
Accountant.
Why is that?
He just looks quite boring.
Why does he look boring?
He just had a very... His ears look very sticky out. He wears a vest.
The vest was because I was going for a run. Why two accountants? Nick Mulvey, and it's Scott Mills here. You know the one.
He's a disc thrower.
That's what I want to be known as, a disc thrower. You know the one.
He just had a very... His ears look very sticky out.
Okay, it's 2:18. Apparently, M&S have now completely sold out of that red floral, awful bomber jacket thing that Maz Bez was wearing on Great British Bake Off this week. I bet my mum's ordered one. Every time she wears something, wherever it is from, they sell out within minutes. So much sass. This is good. Robbie Williams has an amazing piece of merch now on his new website. Remember, we're talking about merchandise and what you should and shouldn't have with Professor Green earlier in the week? Robbie now has a trolley coin key ring in his website store. So you know when you're at the supermarket and you need and you need a quid to put in the trolley, now you simply insert a coin, which is a piece of merchandise with Robbie Williams' face on. What a good idea. Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora have revealed neither of them ever wear the same underwear twice. Wear it once, chuck it away. As opposed to Chris, who's back on Monday. Wear it once, keep them on. Chris has been away for 2 weeks on his exotic holiday in Bali. He's now back in the country. I reckon probably asleep. I don't think he landed that long ago, so went straight to bed. Back on Monday. Now, on Chris's last day, a couple of Fridays ago, we threw it over to you to decide what he should put on his out of office, on his email. We decided not to put on "I'm going away because of people like you," which was one suggestion. But we went with this from Mike on text. This is what we wrote. "Thanks for your email. Sounds like a great idea. Count me in. We can discuss details in the next few days. All the best, Chris." Now, what Chris doesn't know is that just before he left, I also stuck his mobile number on there, on the out of office, on his personal emails. So I reckon he would have been getting all sorts of voicemails while he's been on holiday. Because generally, if the number's on there, you will ring it. You get all sorts. But no, we didn't think that was awkward enough. We actually want to hear Chris squirm a bit. So I've got a couple of people who have rounded up from the office here at Radio 1 who are going to ring him up and discuss some jobs that he has signed himself up for, even though he doesn't really know. Now, remember, he's already signed up to do these events through his out-of-office email, OK? He's committed to them. Because it said on them, "Sounds like a great idea, count me in." That went out to every single person that emailed him. And we've got his mobile number. So let's get the first person from the office, let's do a little call to Chris and see how he's feeling today. And follow up on one of those bookings that he said yes to on his email. Here we go. Hoping it rings. Yes.
Hello.
Stocky. It's Tony. Tony T. Fandango's Basildon.
Hey.
It's Tony. I'm just phoning to chat about a gig next week.
Sorry, I just woken up. Who's this, sorry?
It's Tony. Just calling about a gig next week. You agreed to do it, so dropped you an email, and you said it sounds good.
Which gig? Which one's this?
Basildon. Fandango's. You're going to warm up for Joey Essex.
I might. Hang on a sec. So, I don't remember this at all.
I dropped you an email last week. You replied, say, sounds good. You left your mobile number, so I'm giving you a call now.
Where, what's it called? Fandango's?
Yeah, Fandango's. You're on the flyer. Everyone's pretty excited about it.
What is Fandango's? It sounds gay. Is it a gay club?
No, we're on the retail park.
Oh, Baz Vegas?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I love it around there. There's a wicked all-you-can-eat Chinese.
Yeah, we're right next door to the Chinese, actually.
I'm sure I've been there.
Yeah, it's rather refit. It's all looking pretty nice in there now. It's Fandango. So I just want to make the final arrangements, really.
How did you get my number?
It's on your email.
What email?
I emailed Chris Stark, Radio 1, and you hit me back. Said, sounds good. You give me your mobile number. So that's why I'm giving you a call now. Said, just want to lock down the sort of final arrangements. Tuesday the 30th.
Yeah.
Got it down for a 4-hour set, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Then Joey's on at 1. And he said, can you stay away from the big hits? Because he's going to be playing all of those.
For 4 hours?
Yeah, you need a parking space.
Amazing. So what can I play in those 4 hours?
Just stay away from the big ones, because he's going to be playing them all. He's going to be playing them all in the right order.
Okay. And Joey Essex is on afterwards.
Yeah, he's the headliner, he's the main act. But I want you to tweet about it or something, because we're a bit worried about numbers, because Razzmatazz down the road have got Mark Wright on the same night.
I'm sure. But you did say that everyone was very excited about it, or is this just promoter talk?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited, but it doesn't mean everyone's going to turn up, you know, because Mark Wright is competition down the road. So just make it clear that you're warming up for Joey. Make it clear you're warming up for Joey, so you don't want to get his people annoyed either.
He's such a block. What was I going to say to you?
You're definitely up for the gig, yeah?
Yeah, I just need to check something with someone. I'll tell you what, give me a call back in a couple of hours.
Okay, brilliant. Well, let me give you a buzz back in an hour or two, and we'll just lock in the final details. And I'm looking forward to the Tuesday the 30th. It's Tony T.
Tony T.
Nice one, Starkey. I'm looking forward to it, mate. Tuesday the 30th, everyone's going to be up for it.
All right, okay, cool.
Nice one. Ta-ra.
All right, bye.
Sounds like the gig's on then.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So here's another one that he is just about ready to do. As well as the gig at Fandango's in Basildon, Morgan's been on Twitter going, buzzing for Chris Stark at Fandango's next week. Aren't we all? I'm buzzing for this as well, if this works. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, it's Shelley Tinkleton here from Nelly's Bakery PR team in Sheffield. Is that Chris Pasty?
Sorry?
It's Shelley Tinkleton. You know, we've spoken over email about the Nelly's Bakery opening in Sheffield.
I think you've got the number.
No, we've been speaking on him, but there's only 1 week to go, Chris. Only 1 week, we're all really excited up here.
You're looking for a Chris Pasty?
Yes, so one of the things that we thought for the bakery opening is, you know, you could change your name to Chris Pasty. We've already got Ben Shepherd on it. He's called himself Ben Shepherd's Pie on Twitter. Are you not really excited? The whole office is living for this. We can't wait for the opening.
What's going on? So, what?
Well,
We
are Nelly's. You gave it to me on the email. We've had a lovely conversation.
Not you as well. Someone. Right. Who are you? Are you? Do you know someone called Teresa or something?
No, my name is Shelley Tinkleton. I've never heard of anyone called Terry.
It's Terry something. I can't remember his name. What? So what are you? You're a pie person.
Yes. So we are Nelly's Bakery in Sheffield, and we are a brand new bakery in Sheffield. We've got a big new factory, 12 shops all around the city, and the flagship shop is going to be opened by you, wearing a pasty costume.
No, it's not, though. It's not, though. Like, who's signing me up to this? I'm really sorry. If you've got a new bakery, that's great and all. And I love a pie.
Well, that's exactly why we want you on board, Chris. You really can't let us down now. As I said before, everyone's living for this. They cannot wait. They've got all the Twitter accounts ready to keep, you know, posting pictures of you in the pasty costume. And we've even got Cheryl from Accounts. She's going to be lying in a bath of beans while you're on the stage in your pasty costume. And we even thought, actually, I wanted to mention it to you, that actually for the sort of the grand finale, we thought that you, the pasty, could get in the bath with Cheryl, the beans.
Yeah, but you go soggy.
Well, people in Sheffield, you know, we have gravy on chips. We don't mind soggy carbohydrates.
So, this is what I can't work out. Who have you... Where? How have you got my number? Who's given you my number?
Well, what happened...
Is this in a phone box or something?
No, we got your email, which said... Sounds like a great idea, count me in. We were all thrilled. And through that email, we've got your number, and I just thought I wanted to get in touch because, crucially, we need, for this pasty costume, some measurements, you know, waist size, neck size.
Right, I see where this is going. Do you mind if I call someone, and maybe I'll give you a call, but if you give me your number?
Okay.
I just need to check something. What, did you say you got an email?
Yes, so my email is Shelley...
No, hang on. I mean, you got an email from me.
Oh, yes. We got a thank you, and we got a sounds like a great idea, and said we can discuss in the next few days.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is someone on my behalf. Do you know what? Let me... It sounds good. Let me call someone.
Well, can we, assuming everything happens and we get all this sorted, please could you, we thought that you would have changed your name on Twitter to Chris Pasty by now, and we'd really appreciate you doing that as soon as possible, because, it, you know, having it in place a week before the grand opening would be just so helpful.
Right, Chris Pasty.
You know, you could have a Chris_Pasty, whatever works.
Right. Cool. All right, I'll speak in a bit. Do you,
So I'm Shelley Tinkleton, and yes, we'll get everything sorted very, very soon. Let me know your measurements. That's the main thing. We need to get this pasty costume sorted.
Okay. What do you mean by measurements?
So for this pasty costume, we need your waist size, your leg size, and your neck.
Right. And what pasty is it?
I think what we were thinking is just go for the classic. You know, I mean, no, it'll be the sort of meat and two veg pasty.
All right. let me speak to someone and I'll email you.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris Pasty.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye then. This is Big yes.
Music Lunch. Chris Pasty. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris Pasty, lol, says someone. Also, Chris sounds like he might actually be up for it, says someone else, I know. Jamie is in the van with Badger. All the way up the M1 to celebrate his birthday after finishing work today. Saying that that call to Chris made the journey quite amusing. And Chantel from Kent, who's listening through headphones at work, trying not to laugh about Chris Pasty. I know, it's hard, isn't it? Pasty's back on Monday. Just listening back to that call, what is it? Why does it matter what sort of pasty you're going to be at the pasty shop opening, Chris?
So, for this pasty costume, we need your waist size, your leg size, and your neck.
Right, and what pasty is it?
I think what we were thinking is just go for the classic. You know, I mean, no, it'll be the sort of meat and two veg pasty.
What sort of costume will it be? If you would like to freak out Chris a bit more, because he'll be a bit tired, use his personal Twitter and either say that you're buzzing for the gig at Fandango's in Basildon. You can put some details in there about how it'll be much better than Mark Wright at Razzmatazz's down the road in Basildon. Looking forward to the four-hour set. You can put that in there. Think you'll be a great warm-up for Joey Essex at Chris_Stark. Or you can say that you're looking forward to seeing him at the opening of the pasty shop in Sheffield next week. Also looking forward to seeing Ben Shepherd, who's changed his name to Ben Shepherd's Pie. Any of those details are good on his personal Twitter. Can you actually, if you are going to send a message to Chris, make sure it is to Chris Stark and nobody else. Don't want anyone else getting inundated with really buzzing to meet you at Fandango's in Basildon. There's no need for that. Well done to Billy, who's just sent a message to Chris going, just booked a day off work to meet you, Chris Pasty. Good work, thank you for that tweet. And Ashley says, looking forward to doing the Fandango with you at Fandango's in Basildon, Chris. Awesome work. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon, Josh.
Afternoon, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, I'm always good. Always good when I get to speak to you.
Ah, okay, whereabouts are you?
In Leeds.
Leeds. Now, I know that you are an innuendo bingo binger.
Yes, I do love a binge of innuendo bingo, yes.
So, like, sometimes you'll watch them for, what, like, how many? About 8, 9 a day sometimes?
Yeah, I can do. If I can get the time to do it, I always try to get as many in a day as I can.
On Radio 1 YouTube?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what are your favourite ones that you've watched?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about it earlier on. I don't really have, like, a favourite one individual one. I just have, like, favourite, like, clips.
Bits.
Yeah. My all-time favourite is definitely that, you know, judo player, Lip Bob Arm or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just amazing. And my favourite person that's been in, is it Charlotte from Geordie Shaw? Because she just didn't get it at all. She just couldn't understand any of the funny bits in any of them.
Which makes it funny, because she didn't get it. Charlotte Crosby,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just like, it's like, how can you not get it? After the clips when they were over, she was like, where was the funny bit?
So you work for the ambulance service, but you watch the videos on shift between call-outs?
If I can do, yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know whether you've watched the latest ones, Gemma Kearney and Sigma. An interesting pairing, but it kind of worked. Now, I do admire a committed member of the workforce, but Graham here seems to go to extraordinary lengths.
But there's a problem.
Hang on. Let's take it off and just go straight into that.
Drastic action is needed. So James removes a piece of piping and sticks his hose straight into the back of Graham's tanker.
Have you seen that one?
I have, yeah, I've watched that one today. Jenna Kearney's laugh just makes that just 100% better.
Oh, my God.
You spend half your time laughing at her laugh rather than actually listening to what's going on.
I love how much of a fanboy of bingo you are.
Just can't help it.
And then there was Sarah Jane Crawford and Matt Edmondson yesterday. And now, over to Five Live Sport. And here's something to make you really think. Imagine what it's like being England goalkeeper Joe Hart. Now, in particular, this reporter wants you to imagine what it's like walking into the male changing rooms.
There's nothing more to make you concentrate, Mark, than you walk in the dressing room for training every single day. And if you're Joe Hart, you're looking at Willie.
Talking about another player there, of course. That's a good one as well, if you haven't watched that.
Yeah, I've seen that one as well.
Yeah, you've watched that as well. Of course you have.
Oh, God, I have. Yes, of course.
Hey, listen, Josh.
Yeah?
Tuesday, Innuendo Bingo, guess who we've got?
I don't know. Go on.
Won't get it. Jesse J.
Yeah, do you know what? That's going to be hilarious because Jessie J's got another cracking laugh.
She has got a good laugh. So yeah. Jessie J on Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Right, go and watch some more.
I will do.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And here he is, Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard.
All right, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good, are you?
I'm good, thanks.
How's the dancing?
It's all right. How's Ibiza? Is that still there?
That's still going.
Still
I think,
going.
I think every week, because people will be getting bored of me going, yeah, still in Ibiza. I think we should just assume I'm always in Ibiza until I say, no, I'm not there anymore.
But it's not long now,
three
right?
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
And then left. What do you do with your life?
Well, back on the M6, baby. Up and down the UK. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it's freshers as well.
Oh.
I know. It's that time of year.
I'm only doing a couple of freshers student gigs this year because
you're busy on the dance floor.
Yeah, I mean it's a lot of hard work, I've got to be honest.
It is, yeah. Do you find it hard sticking to the actual routines, remembering like where to put your feet and stuff?
Yes. I've never done this in my life.
Do you ever feel the need to throw in an occasional twerk or anything like that?
No.
That'd be great.
Occasional strop. Hey, listen, we did a phone call earlier with Chris.
I know, this is amazing. You need to stop bullying him, by the way.
Well, he's not bullying.
Poor guy. He is such a nice person because, like, any other person would have, I don't know, put the phone down halfway through, but he was really nice to Shelley Tinkle.
He loves it. I bet you've spoken to a few of these type of club promoters in your time.
Oh, I didn't hear the club promoter. Oh, it's the pasty one.
It's Tony T from Fandango's in Basildon.
Hello.
Stocky, it's Tony. Tony T, Fandango's, Basildon.
Recognise him? Yes. I mean, he sounds like any promoter.
Got down for a 4-hour set, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Then Joey's on at 1. And he said, can you stay away from the big hits? Because he's going to be playing all of those.
For 4 hours.
Yeah, you need a parking space?
He's the warm-up for Joey Essex.
Amazing. So I love that promoter as well. He does sound like a typical club promoter.
4-hour set, yeah. Do you need a parking space?
They always make you, they always sound like they're your best mate. You've only just met them. Like, yeah,
Danny. Right, okay, so it's Real or No Real with Danny Howard. Some of these are absolutely fictitious, but some of them are real. Yeah. Which one's which?
Labyrinth once did a stage dive that went so badly wrong, he fell to the ground and knocked over around 50 members of his audience.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That is a lot of people. He must have fell quite far.
Now, as long as they're all right, I do love a good stage fall or complete fall off stage. The Ollie Murs one is one of my favourites to this day.
Oh, no, I just thought of one.
Go on.
Peter Andre at like T4 or something.
Oh, that's
remember
a good
that?
One. Yeah. T4 on the beach.
That was it. Yeah.
That's another one of my faves. See how much I love them.
That was a good one.
However, if this one is true, how, because of my love of them, has it slipped through my net? Like, how have I not seen this one of Labyrinth? Because if he wipes out 50 members of the audience, I want to see
it.
A
lot
this.
Of people.
No, it can't be true because I'm across most of them. So I'm saying no real.
He's quite a sensible guy, Labyrinth, as well, I think. So I'm going to say no real as well.
That one's real.
Oh! No way. Oh, here we go.
Oh, we've got a video.
Right, okay. So this is at the, it's at Kent Uni Summer Ball 2013, last year. I mean, there's a big crowd. Oh, my God, it's like a domino effect. It's only filmed on someone's phone, but he literally does wipe out the whole front of the crowd.
I think he acted really professional and carried on singing.
That is brilliant. Whoa. That's my new favourite. he's in the live lounge tomorrow, by the way. And we'll ask him to reenact it. So, yeah, it's on YouTube.
We'll gather all the staff in the live lounge, yeah.
The crowd drop him and then 50 of them fall like dominoes, one after the other. It's like, dum, 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 dum. That's a good one. That's my new fave. Thanks for that.
No points there. I decided, I've never done this before, but I'll keep score, if that's all right.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, no,
thank you, because I wasn't.
Okay.
And next.
On B-Traits Radio 1 show, on the night of the Notting Hill Carnival, she was joined in the studio by her dad, who'd been enjoying himself at the carnival, and who could be heard in the background laughing all the way through the programme.
What?
I know. Bring your mum and dad to work day.
Sorry, I forgot, by the way. T4 on the beach. So, B-Traits, her dad absolutely loves Carnival.
I can imagine him coming in to sit on the radio show. That's quite a normal situation, but even better, him raving away at Carnival.
to be Trace's set. Have your parents ever sat through a dance anthems in the studio?
No, they've not. But my mum did come to, I played Blackpool, which is my hometown, for the first time in like 2 years last year. And she was there at the front with her phone filming the whole thing.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
No, I didn't know to be embarrassed or just like, oh, she's recorded the set for free of charge. Thanks.
I think this is real about B-Trace's dad. I'm saying real.
I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yep. He absolutely loves it, apparently. He goes by many names. He goes by the name of Pete, Party Pete, Pete Traits, or P-Traits.
P-Traits, that's the one.
We have got some audio of him because B-Traits' producer asked him to record some jingles. So here he is, Papa Traits.
Oh, this is Papa Traits. You listen to BBC Radio 1 and One Extra. No, just Radio 1.
Just Radio 1 again?
Just Radio 1 again.
No.
This is Party Paul just saying, coming to you live on Radio 1.
His name's Paul now, right? He's got several names.
He's got quite a cool voice. Sounds like a movie star.
I think we should check his passport.
He sounds like the guy who does the voiceovers for the cinema adverts.
Hi.
Yeah.
What a cool dad. And next,
Ollie Murs was asked to sing at Prince Harry's 30th birthday, but turned the offer down because he thought it was a wind-up.
This is believable because if you're going to get some requests to do some gigs, but to do Prince Harry's birthday, surely not. You'd never think it'd happen to you.
No.
If someone called you...
Oh, yeah, you'd think it was a wind-up immediately.
Definitely.
Especially working here, you would think it was a wind-up. But did Murs just say, nah, I'm not doing it, because he thought it was one of his Essex mates having a bit of a joke and a laugh.
Maybe it was. Chris Stark wouldn't hang up there, would he?
No, he'd be like, well, I'll call you back in a couple of hours. So, I am saying, did Ollie snub Harry? Hmm. I'm saying, yes, he did, because he thought it was a wind-up. So, I'm saying real.
I think maybe he initially turned it down, but then someone might have called him back and said, no, this is actually for real, and then eventually took the gig. So, I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes, Danny. Yeah. You're doing well.
Trying.
And what about this one?
The first mobile phones had to be charged for 10 hours at a time, and then only lasted for 30 minutes.
And people complain about today's phones.
Rubbish. So you'd have to charge your phone for 10 hours, then you'd get 30 minutes of use out of it, then back on the charger, which is probably the size of a house.
They were pretty big though, weren't they?
Yeah, for another 10 hours. Didn't it go the other way though? Like, because when Nokias were all were quite big.
Like, 3210, Snake.
Yeah, but they lasted forever. Like, do you ever remember charging? You didn't charge it, did you?
No.
Like, hardly ever. So it went like charging a lot, not charging at all, now charging quite a lot again.
It is. It's come full circle.
So were old mobile phones even more rubbish than now? I am saying real.
I'm going to say real.
I think it's real, yeah.
That one is real.
Yes. So what have we got?
Yes. Wait, score-wise?
Yeah.
Well, you've got 10 and I've got 30.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. People paid thousands of pounds for mobile phones, I've just seen. Like, literally a grand or two.
What?
For a phone, yeah.
Too much.
Right, who wants to hear Papa Traits laugh again?
Because
it's Friday. I certainly do. Yes. Do you know what's on tomorrow?
I do. I've remembered this week.
Oh.
Back to back in the mix, joining me is Dirty South, and pushing the tempo is Sam Smith.
Dance Anthems, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Danny Howard on Radio 1. Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Back Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.